A proposal by a Canadian power company to store nuclear waste at a site within a mile of Lake Huron is setting off alarm bells on this side of the border. Ontario Power Generation is the company. It's drawing up plans to store low to medium level nuclear waste at an underground repository that it wants to build in Ontario, near the town of Kincardine. That is on the shore of Lake Huron. And critics, including some state lawmakers, are worrying that storing nuclear waste so close to the lake could threaten the drinking water for 40 million people. Detroit News reporter Jim Lynch has been following this story. He joins us now from Detroit. Jim, just what kind of storage facility does Ontario Power Generation want to build?
What they're talking about is called a deep geologic repository. It's a facility that's constructed roughly 2,200 feet beneath the surface, and in this case, it's also about three-quarters of a mile from the shores of Lake Huron.
So I'm wondering, Jim, why is OPG looking so close to the lake? You have to wonder, is there no other place in Ontario that could be a repository for nuclear waste, someplace perhaps landlocked?
Well, there are two basic reasons that it appears that they're looking at the Kincardine site. The first is, and Ontario Power Generation will tell you this, what they've got there is a particular geologic makeup that makes it suitable for this type of storage. They'll say that it's a low permeability limestone and shale formation that they think is going to be able to lock this material in without any sort of escape for maybe 1,000 years or so. The second issue is Kincardine itself is home to the Bruce Nuclear Generating Station, which is one of the larger nuclear plants in the world. And as such, it is a large employer of people in the Kincardine area. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to find an area that is welcoming to a project like this, it doesn't hurt to have a large part of the population over there employed by Ontario Power Generation.
So over here on this side of the border, there are people objecting. Taylor's Democratic Senator Hunyoung Hopgood, for one, holding town hall meetings and posting videos. What are the main objections that critics here in Michigan have to this?
Essentially, the fear is that by storing the material there, it is a threat to the drinking water source for millions of people here in the Great Lakes region. There have been efforts to pass resolutions, and there have been efforts to sort of draw some more communication between the United States and Canada about the issue. But to be honest, so far, it's all been fairly symbolic up to this point.
Because it makes me wonder, is there any legitimate pressure that Michigan lawmakers could exert on an Ontario power company or even the Ministry of Environment for that matter?
There is, actually. The United States is in a position to go through the Canadian courts and sue in any way that an aggrieved property owner who lives nearby something objectionable might also file a complaint. So they do have the legal recourse. In addition, the United States could also ask the International Joint Commission to step in and barter some sort of discussion between the two sides. The IJC was essentially created for just this type of border dispute. And for some reason, no one has asked them to get involved so far.
But it does seem like the ball is certainly rolling in Ontario. What kind of timetable is at play here?
Next month, in September, they're going to start a public hearing in the Kincardine area, and then they'll have another one the following month. If these proposals just move forward, it could be maybe February before the issue is turned over to Ontario's Minister of Environment. And after it's in the ministry's hands, essentially it could get final approval sometime next year.
Are the concerns over, just your thoughts, are the concerns over safety and the possible impact on Lake Huron water, are they warranted, or is this the kind of thing where as soon as people hear the words nuclear and or radioactive, then alarm bells go off?
I guess I'm not in a position to say whether scientifically whether it's accurate to think that there is a real contamination danger to the drinking water, but there's a reason that the United States walked away from its proposal to bury nuclear waste underground in the Yucca Mountain project. For some reason, after years of study and millions of dollars invested in research, they weren't able to get that project finalized. So right now, there's a reason that it isn't happening in the United States. You have to wonder why they think that it's worth doing in Canada.
It also, as I thought about this, it kind of struck me that this could be an example of that 21st century dilemma there, where we want cheap, abundant energy and we want to loosen our ties to Middle East oil, but we do not want to face up to possible consequences of seeking energy from another source, in this case, nuclear.
That's certainly true. And nuclear still sort of struggles with the image of it being a dangerous power source, and the incidents that have happened in the last year or two in Japan have certainly not helped that.
No, and even as you hear OPG saying, well, it'll be good for 1,000 years, and you're thinking, well, what about the poor souls who are living around Kincardine or around Lake Huron in 1,000 years?
True, and there's one more thing I'd like to point out. There are concerns among people on both sides of Lake Huron that Ontario Power Generation's stated plans might expand in the future. What they have said in the past is that this is strictly going to be limited to low to medium level waste. At the same time they're moving this project forward, supposedly they're in the process of searching for an additional site to house the high level waste. Now, I guess the pessimists out there are worried that maybe after a year or two of the low to medium level waste being stored near Kincardine, that at some point Ontario Power Generation may turn around and say, well, look, it's worked here for several years without a problem. Why don't we just bury the high-level waste here as well?
Or as my mom used to say, give them an inch, they'll take a mile.
Indeed.
Jim Lynch is a reporter with the Detroit News. Thank you very much for the update, Jim.
Cindy, thanks for having me.